Italy continues to reel from the results of this weekend's elections, where no party won enough seats to form a government, and at least so far, talks to form a coalition have gone nowhere. To the consternation of many critics, former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi made an improbable comeback, but the real surprise was the success of the five-star movement led by comedian Beppe Grillo. He's already said he will not work with any of the politicians currently in power. Beppe Severgnini joins us now by phone from Italy, where he's a columnist for the newspaper Corriere della Sera. And thanks very much for being with us. Nice to have you back in the program.
It's lovely to be back on Talk of the Nation. I'm honored.
Is anybody going to be able to form a government?
Beppe Grillo, the five-star movement which you mentioned, and the Democratic Party have the numbers to do that. And I think if the Grillo people are not, if they are wise and responsible, I think they should do something. They got a lot of votes. Now they have to do something with that. Italy doesn't have the time to wait for another year, another election. The markets do not wait. Europe does not wait.
They're not waiting, but Mr. Grillo so far has been very uncooperative.
Look, I read something Mr. Grillo said today, and it is that he expects the Mr. Berlusconi, therefore the right, and the Democratic Party, therefore the left, to form a sort of grand coalition government, and say, and then there will be a disaster, and there will be there will be another election, and I will be a winner on the rubble. He used the expression "macerie," that means rubble, of Italy. We don't want rubbles. We are a good country of Southern Europe, and we want to be a successful country. So I think that even the deputies of Mr. Grillo are not happy with that. They're now in Parliament. They got a job to do. I'm sure they can find 10, 15 points that they share with the Democratic Party and form some kind of government and start from there. I mean, to just say, I want to destroy everything, so next time I gotta have 50% is totally irresponsible.
What happens if no government can be formed?
In Belgium, they said they are surviving. They've been surviving without a government for some time. We're the master of surviving without authority or despite the authorities. So in Italy at the moment, in Rome, in a few hours, we have no pope. In a few days, we have no prime minister. In a few weeks, we have no president of the republic. The head of Alitalia, the airline, resigned. The head of the main state-owned manufacturing company, Finmeccanica, is in jail. And the head of the banking association is actually accused of very serious crime. Do you think there is panic in the street? Not at all. I mean, Bologna life goes on as usual.
Well, that's good to hear. And I'm sure life is good for a lot of people there. But nevertheless, austerity has cut into many people's lives. And a lot of people would like the economy to start doing a lot better.
It is true. In fact, you brought up a very good point. What happened is the austerity that followed the crisis of 2008 and 2009, and I'm afraid your country, the United States, knows a lot about that, and it was part, actually, it helped to start all that. We did our bit as well in Europe, of course, but people and nations reacted different ways. The Greek rioted in their squares. The French took to the street. The Spaniards are sulked in their unsellable homes. The British swore at their bankers. Italians kept very quiet with technocrat Prime Minister Mario Monti, but obviously something was sort of looming, and it happened. You know, this election, people have enough and say austerity is not enough. We've been suffering, and Beppe Grillo actually provided a way and a channel for protest, which is good. There was no violence at all in Italy, and people protested with their votes. I think that's very mature, very wise in a way. Now it's time for Grillo to use those votes and do something with them.
Other than describing him as a populist, can you describe his politics to us?
Well, he has a combination of radicalism, and he doesn't want high-speed trains. He wants the unemployment benefits for everyone. But also, he says he wants a referendum on the euro, which, of course, is completely a pie in the sky. But he's got also some wise things. Says, for instance, we have to stop showering political parties with public money. I know you in the United States, you have different problem with money and politics. But in Europe, especially in Italy, too much money, public money, our money goes to political parties. You say 2 terms is enough in parliament. And he says things that actually people like to hear, and that's why he could share those points. You should leave the populist and the radicals things aside and find those things that he share with the Italian Democratic Party, which, by the way, is not that different from your Democratic Party. The big difference that you have Obama and in Italy they have Bersani.
Well, a lot of people are interested in another name that begins with a B, and that is Berlusconi. He left office in disgrace. He is still facing numerous trials, and yet here he is, back, a major player once again.
Look, I think modern democracies, all of modern democracy, definitely Italy, they have a kind of short memories, more or less a memory of a goldfish, 4 seconds. People forget. People forgot that it's actually Berlusconi, who's abysmal performance as the prime minister. Forget the scandals. You know, Italy, from 2001 to 2011, only few countries in the world grew in terms of GNP, grew less than Italy. Eritrea, Zimbabwe, and Haiti. Could you believe that? We talk about Italy. We produce Ferrari and Prada and all that stuff. I mean, how could that be? So Berlusconi was disqualified, but he's got television, and he knows how to talk to people. He knows he's charming and simpatico, and he talks about soccer and women, and he winks. So actually, he lost half of his votes. His own party from 2008, the latest election, 2013, he lost half, exactly half of his vote. So he was not a big success. But he's still there. He's a survivor. He's our illusionist-in-chief. You have a commander-in-chief, we have an illusionist-in-chief.
One of the big losers, though, was outgoing Prime Minister Mario Monti, who was described as the technocrat, the sober realist who was able to push through a lot of the reforms demanded by Italy's bankers, demanded by the markets, those kind of austerity programs that people apparently really don't like.
Look, Mario Monti is a professor. He was a former European commissioner. He really knows these economics. He put through labor reform, a pension reform. He imposed a harsh but necessary property tax. And so the parties were smart enough or sly enough to let him to get all the unpopularity, so all the blame for that. And so, but in fact, he's been supported by all parties for a whole year, 2012. And so, thanks God, Mario Monti is here. But Monti is like, you know, you have an accident and you don't run to Silvio Berlusconi's discotheque. You run to Dr. Mario Monti's emergency room. But now we are a little better. Actually, we are much better. And so you want to get out of that emergency room. It was a big mistake to run for him. I mean, emergency room doctors have a great job to do, but you don't really want to see their faces every day. And nations and children never forget the face of the person with who gave them the bitter pill.
So, effectively, the party that received the most votes, Mr. Grillo's five-star party, you're urging them to say, look, you've received a mandate of sorts from the people. You now have an obligation to govern.
Absolutely. My name is Beppe. If you Google Beppe, number one is Grillo, number two is me. So I'm entitled to say the other Beppe. Just be serious. You know, you've got a lot of votes. Do something with them.
Is he? I know he's the leader of the party, but as I understand it, he is not going to be a member of parliament himself.
No, he's not a member of parliament, which is a bizarre choice, by the way. And also that makes the political and life very difficult. Can you imagine the leader of the Democratic or Republican Party in America not being in the Senate on the House of Representatives? So every time that you have, you know, even life in the House of Representatives needs, you need to be there. You need to be deal and wheel and talk and everything. Grillo is going to be at home. So what is going to happen? His 150 MPs will going to go on the phone and say, Beppe, what are we going to do with this? It's ridiculous. So that's one point. And the second point is Beppe Grillo's people and Beppe Grillo's deputies are actually younger, much younger, and I suspect much wiser and quieter than he is. So expect some of them to say, look, we promised the Italians to change this country. We're going to do that. And so they already proved that in Bologna, where I am, actually. They've been successful here in Emilia-Romagna. They were successful in Parma. And in Sicily, they cut deals all the time, American style, really cutting deals on the legislative floor with other parties. And they were very successful.
Well, you've said what you thought should happen. What's your best guess as to what you think will happen?
My bet is that they will find some way, some agreement with between the Democratic Party and Beppe Grillo Five Star Movement. Actually, they both are sort of on the liberal side of things, to use an American category. They're not right-wing at all. That's my prediction. If Beppe Grillo refuses to do that, he risks, number one, a kind of split within his party, number one, and number two, well, if we go back to the polls in ruins next year, with, you know, the spread up in the air and problem with our bonds and all that, I think Beppe Grillo will have a hard time to tell Italian, look, I had so many votes and I just threw them away. And I think next time he's going to have not 25-30%, but 10%. Hmm. It's not in his interest to do that.
Beppe Severnini, thank you very much for your time today.
You're very welcome. Lovely to be on Talk on the Nation.
Beppe Severnini joined us by phone from Bologna, where he's a columnist for the newspaper Corriere della Sera. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.